Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
A popular AEW star departs. WWE stars past and present are upset with some bad taste Raw promos. And a WWE Hall of Famer returns next month. For Wednesday, December the 1st, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
From Clearwater, Florida, big, swole.
And you see right there to the left of her name, Big Swole ranked number one in the AEW women's division.
Yeah, that's impressive, and there's no doubt about it. If you've never seen Big Swole compete, you're in for something here, because she can flat out go. Intense, tough, fast, athletic. She's got it all. She really does.
Oh, wait. Keep talking. Keep talking.
Big Swole.
You know, because that's what you do, Brittany. You talk. I mean, you act like I don't watch the product. Like I wasn't going to hear you running your slick mouth. Why are you hiding behind Tony? PSA, boo. He don't even like you.
Big Swole has parted ways with All Elite Wrestling. Now, Swole was a big signing for AEW when they got motoring in 2019. And she's had some memorable moments with Dr. Britt Baker, but hasn't been featured extensively for quite some time. There have been some issues regarding her health that have prevented that as well. But Big Swole put out the following statement on Twitter yesterday regarding her status with All Elite Wrestling. Over the past couple of months, my life has taken on the mantra glow, learn, change. Dealing with shadow work took strength I didn't know I had. I thank God for my loving family because they got me through some of the roughest months of my life. But I realised the real test is application. So I took my leap, and after speaking with TK and AEW higher officials, we have decided not to renew my contract with All Elite Wrestling. This was a hard decision, but a needed one. I am grateful for their understanding and that we could mutually come to this arrangement. I've enjoyed my time with AEW and wish them all the best. I appreciate their love and welcoming me into the family. Today is my last day, and as bittersweet as it is, I am proud to say that I've lived my dreams while making a difference. That is Swole mentality. That was yesterday, which means that as of now, Big Swole is a free agent, no longer part of All Elite Wrestling. It is a shame that we didn't get to see Big Swole doing more things with AEW, but obviously health and mental health are always paramount. So whatever Big Swole does next, we wish her nothing but the best.
You got a mansion in the Hollywood Hills. You got a beautiful family. You made it further. You made it higher than anyone ever thought you would or could. But the big difference between you and I is that I fought with every fiber of my being to get this small window back where you use this to get notoriety for your next endeavor, for your next reality show, for your next dance competition while you leave your partners high and dry to get fired.
That was Edge's promo from Monday Night Raw. Liv Morgan saying similar things to Edge as well. There were some references to the releases from WWE in the promo work on Raw. Over 80 stars have been let go from WWE this year, so it was weird to see that addressed by Edge and Liv Morgan. Sean Ross Sapp from Fightful talked about this. And when referencing the mass releases referenced on Monday Night Raw, he said it happened several times during this show. And I had former WWE wrestlers, former WWE producers, and a current WWE wrestler that were all telling me how bad taste they thought that it was. So there's clearly some upset people with the stars referencing the releases. John Morrison, who was hinted at during Edge's promo, even went onto Twitter to acknowledge that he got the hint dropped by Edge. It's hard to avoid it. Everyone talks about it, and I guess that Edge and Liv Morgan, in an attempt to make promos really cut through, decided to address the very large elephant in the room, which was the mass releases from WWE this year.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Some good news for New Japan Pro Wrestling and Wrestle Kingdom. So when it was announced yesterday that Japan would be stopping travel to people coming into Japan and those who were coming back who had residential status having to be quarantined, it did put some question marks over the plans for Wrestle Kingdom in January. New Japan president Takami Obari told Tokyo Sports, "Under the current rules, we do not expect any problems with foreign wrestlers entering the country on a regular basis. It's just that new entries are restricted. Foreign wrestlers participating in regular tournaments have visas that allow them to work in Japan. So I've heard that those people will be treated as re-entering the country. I have confirmed this with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Osprey is also expected to come to Japan as scheduled and participate in the Tokyo Dome tournament." Osprey tweeted out, "Shingo can't stop me, Okada can't stop me, COVID can't stop me. January the 5th, 2022, I'll be there." This is an intriguing story from WWE and AEW. So WrestleTix say the final count for tickets for Monday's Raw in Long Island was 5,887. They revealed also, WrestleTix, that as of yesterday, 8,658 tickets have been distributed for Dynamite and Rampage in the same arena for next week. So AEW outselling WWE in Long Island, New York. Brian Alvarez on Wrestling Observer Live on the forum said, "You will be surely stunned to learn that there are a few people in WWE who believe Tony Khan must be buying up tickets for the AEW show." A reigning Ring of Honor champion is making their debut for Major League Wrestling. A forbidden door being kicked open here. MLW announcing that the reigning Ring of Honor Women's World Champion Roxy is going to be the first to walk through the open door of MLW and debut for the promotion on Friday, January the 21st. She'll be part of MLW Blood and Thunder at Gilly's in Dallas, and she'll be at the tapings for MLW Fusion. Roxy is an incredible addition to what is fast becoming a very intriguing featherweight division in MLW. Mattel have released a new line of WWE action figures that features Adam Cole, The Fiend, Ric Flair, and Scarlett Bordeaux, This is the problem when you're doing mass releases, that these figures, they don't stop getting produced. Scarlett commented on Twitter and was very delighted at the fact that even though she's wrestled zero matches for WWE, she has now had three official WWE action figures. Hey, talking of merchandising, this is brilliant. ShopImpact.com are now selling for a limited time only Impact Slammiversary 2021 on VHS. You can watch Slammiversary on a videotape format. As a child of the 80s, I am incredibly excited by the prospect that VHS is making a comeback. And a WWE Hall of Famer is returning to the promotion next month. Trish Stratus will be at the WWE Raw brand event on Wednesday, December the 29th at the Coca-Cola Coliseum in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. She announced on her website saying, "Excited to step through that curtain and feel the energy of the WWE Universe one more time. Let's do this, Toronto." Trish is back. On the Cultaholic podcast feed later today, it is a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I am joined by the number one contender for the Ring of Honor World Championship, Jonathan Gresham. And Jonathan Gresham talks all about how he's feeling going into ROH Final Battle. And he tells us a little bit more about his promotion plans for Terminus.
I want Atlanta to be a destination. Baron feels the same way. We want Atlanta to be a destination for like wrestling. I just feel like the smaller companies, they just wanted to be in their counties or whatever and just run their own shows. Maybe as guys just, you know, having fun or whatever, but I want this to be known. I want this to be a destination where fans and wrestlers alike want to come and just experience a really good atmosphere of wrestling.
Desert Island Graps with Jonathan Gresham on the Cultaholic podcast feed later on tonight. And twitch.tv/Cultaholic means Wednesday night is Football Manager night as Jack and Owen are guiding the careers of Cultaholic FC on Twitch once again. Up the faves at twitch.tv/Cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.